Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Major alongside Alec Medford. We're having a good time in Burleson at Buffalo Wild Wings. Want to see you here while we're out here today. We got some Cowboys merch to give away. We also do have Shout Out Friday. Text in your shout outs. If you got some other games going on that you're interested in, text in and let us know about that one for sure. But right now it is time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Mickey, how are we doing today, good sir?
I'm just fine. Gosh, you guys are on a road trip, aren't you?
Yeah, this is the final Friday football feast of the season. So we will wrap this one up and then hope that we can get back at it next year again, Mickey. It's been
a lot of fun. Yeah,
we got a lot of Tolos that love getting out here, and they're all ready to hear you too. So that's nice, huh?
Well, then let's go.
Jerry was very adamant this morning about he wants to win this game against Washington. What do you think is the biggest factor in getting a win over Washington? Because I think this is a team that really does want to win also this week.
No, I think you're right. I think it's the whole thing's a matter of, you know, who's playing, how guys prepared. You know, like, because once you play, you're going to give everything you got, right? But the question is, did you prepare well this week? And then the other consideration is, what does Washington run to do? You know, are they going to rest guys? Knowing that even if they win to move up a spot, they need the Bears to beat the Packers in Green Bay. I don't know what the percentages of that are, but they can't be very high, right? Mm-hmm. So I just wonder how Washington's gonna treat the game.
Yeah, I have this strong sense that they're gonna want to definitely come across with that win. We were just talking about Mike Zimmer a few minutes ago and what he had discussed earlier this week.
Right.
And I was kind of curious after what we heard from Jerry. Like, every time Jerry talked about Mike Zimmer this year, it was just glowing. And I know a lot of that, Mickey, has to do with the relationship, the time that they've had a relationship together. But what has been a huge difference you've seen with Mike Zimmer this year from maybe years in past?
Well, I think I like the way he started off when he talked about it the season, saying that, you know, when he got here, he wasn't ready to reinvent the wheel and you know, just make a dramatic change in a defense that had played somewhat well the previous season. So he said he tried to blend what he wanted to do with what was going on the previous couple years under Dan Quinn, and it sounded like he regretted that. And then as the season moved along, he kind of implemented his plan more than trying to blend something. And it looked like it started to work a little bit better during that streak when they won four of the five games going into the Philadelphia game. You know, and it's really hard to judge when you look at what he was up against in that Philadelphia game. You realize they've started seven different guys at cornerback.
Wow.
Yeah, seven. Think about it. We were sitting here, you know, during the middle part of the season saying, well, they've been playing without their top four defensive ends. Well, he ended up playing with seven different cornerbacks, and like now one, two, three of them are injured reserve, and Deron Bland spent the first 10 games of the season on PUP. So, you know, it's really hard to, evaluate, you know, not only him but the head coach on just what took place this year and why. You know, we were talking the other day about the potentially the 14 teams in the playoffs. No one's going in there with a backup quarterback. And no one had to play nine games with a backup quarterback, right? So health has just sort of affected this season, you know, more than I think anybody wants to accept. I'm sure the coaching staff understands it, but I'm not sure everybody else does.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Mickey, Jerry gave us the ultimate competitive advantage of not revealing who is starting at quarterback this Sunday. Do you have any read on that? And if not, is there any reason to play Cooper Rush at this point outside of his incentive that he might be able to hit if he plays most of the game?
Yeah, and even if he doesn't, you can always, you know, do a kind of a brother-in-law thing and say, hey, we'll take care of you. We understand you would have earned that. And you can use that as part of your negotiation going forward for next year. Because those incentives aren't paid until the next salary cap season. So you can just say, okay, you earned the first $250,000. Because I think the first clause was 40-some percent of the snaps. And right now he's at 52, and the second clause is 55%. So obviously if they were playing for something, he would have earned that. So you could always do that and just kind of give him an elbow and say, don't worry about it. We'll put it in the negotiation going forward. Or, you know, and if he doesn't want to do that, then they could say, well, okay, then you don't get it. I don't think that should be part of the decision on if they start Trey Lance in the game. Because I'm thinking if they start him, Will Greer's the backup, right?
Ooh, I didn't – why would you say that?
I mean, just what – I mean, you're going to bring in Coop to kind of save the day or something?
Yeah, sorry. My brain was a little – yeah. No, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to have Will Greer.
And you give Will Greer a little pat on the back because – you can elevate him off the practice squad instead of making whatever the weekly thing is when you're on the practice squad, probably around, I don't know, $1,200, $1,500, whatever it is, no more than $2,000. You can get him the, you know, whatever minimum is on his contract and say, okay, we appreciate you, you know, we're going to keep you around next year, and so here's a little bump in salary. So I could see that going. I see no reason not to start Trey Lance, right? I mean, just, you know, he's been a good soldier. You know, give him a shot. And with the understanding that he hasn't started an NFL game since week two of the 2022 season in San Francisco. So, I think you give him a look. I don't see any reason not to.
Do you have the feeling like that with any other players on this team that you're like, I'd like to see them get a look, or is it more just like, no, let's just wrap this one up? Where are you feeling on that?
Well, I mean, at some point, you know, you'll probably let Rico play a little bit, but, you know, throw Deuce Vaughn out there. Let's see him get more than, you know, a carry here or a snap there. Well, you know, give him a couple series, see what he can do. Now that Zeke's not there, you're going to need another running back to lean on. I don't know. You know, obviously they haven't thought much of Dalvin Cook at this point. So,
true.
No sense looking at that. And you just give a guy that's another guy that's, you know, practiced and played hard when you've asked him to, and give him a longer look. So I could see that. But Corey, after that, you know, they're kind of playing all those guys already.
Yes.
I don't know that there's anybody there sitting. You go, oh, I got to see this guy. You know, the only other thing I could see is maybe You tell Tyler Smith, hey, good job. Go ahead and take a break, and we'll play Hoffman and TJ Bass at the guard positions. I could see that happening. But other than that, you know, Chuma Doga's been on the injury report all week, so, you know, Guyton's probably going to have to play. So, I could see something like that. But, again, if you're going to give Trey Lance a chance to play, you don't want him out there with a bunch of backups on the offensive line. Now, saying all this, we still don't know how Washington's going to treat the game, right?
Yeah, I do know Lattimore is being ruled out for the hamstring. So
yeah, he's been out, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, a consistent thing.
You know, and how much are they going to play Jaden Daniels, you know?
Right.
And why? Because think about it this way. They're the seventh seed, right? So they're if they win, they need Green. You know, they need the Bears to beat Green Bay and Green Bay to move to the sixth seed. So who would you rather play in the first round? The number two seed, Philadelphia, or the loser of Minnesota, Detroit?
Ooh, actually, man, all three of those are tough options there, Mickey.
Right?
I'd kind of
rather play Philadelphia.
Well, familiarity with Washington for sure, considering what they've gone through this year. So
right?
That makes sense. Yeah.
And you know, and who knows how well Hurts is at this point after, you know, suffering the concussion. And if you're just comparing quarterbacks, you know, those other quarterbacks are playing pretty darn well. You know, but again, then if you should survive, then you got to play one of those two teams in the next round, right? So mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any way to look at it other than how much Dan Quinn would value rest for his team going into the playoffs.
Now, Jerry Jones did answer Alex's question by saying, regarding what Sunday's outcome could help decide, he said, no, the hay's in the barn.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anything that they do on Sunday impacting his decisions, if the decision's kind of already made there, then, Mickey, which way do you lean on where this coaching staff? Is it a coaching staff search this offseason, or is it coaching bring back?
Yeah, and evidently he's got to a week from Tuesday to decide on that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's got to give, you know, teams permission to talk to Mike if they so ask. So, and he does have a relationship with New Orleans, right?
That's true.
Mickey Loomis, yeah, you know, mm-hmm. he was the coordinator there, what, 4 or 5 years
now
in New Orleans. So, I don't know. I just think he's leaning to bringing them back. And then it'll be interesting to see what he does with the staff, because the staff is basically under the same circumstances. Their contract expires 14 days after or somewhere in there, 9 days after the last game. So, you know, maybe he brings them back and says, okay, but we need to make this position staff change or this one. It'd be interesting to see because, look, unless he's got somebody in his back pocket that he wants to hire for a head coach, you know, what are you going to do?
Very valid question.
Because you're starting from scratch if you bring in a new guy. And
yeah,
you're starting probably with a new offense also.
Sounds like they like coach philosophy. They like the way that he manages the business. Maybe they don't love the way the play calling went this year. Maybe
yeah, well, okay. But again, remember,
he's the play caller.
You basically had 7 Pro Bowlers missing significant number
yep.
of games. It's not
yep.
just guys. It's the Pro Bowlers. And it's your quarterback. And so now how do you factor that into the evaluation? It's not his fault that they're hurt. You know, he does a better job than anybody I've seen come through here trying to take care of the players from a health standpoint. You know, making sure they're not over-practicing them, you know, kind of changing up the days, how many times, you know, they put the pad. Well, there's a rule on how many times you put the pads on, but, you know, how hard he practices, when he brings them in, when he tries to get them off the feet. And I think the players appreciate that, but you know, when you're out there and you don't have DeMarcus Lawrence and, you know, you don't have all these guys that, you know, no more Trayvon Diggs, it's difficult out there. You didn't have Sam Williams the whole season. Zach Martin out now. What is this going to be, 5, 6 games he's missing? And he played through an injury, so he didn't play to the level he normally plays at. So there's a lot of, I think, other factors other than, you know, play calling, right? Because the year before, they led the league in points scored. So he didn't get dumb overnight.
Mickey, it is that time, as Kevin always.
Oh, please.
Yes.
And it's the final
yes.
one of the season.
You got to tell me what Washington is doing. Are they trying to win or not?
They're trying to win with Marcus Mariota, Mickey.
There you go. They're trying to win with a backup.
Well, then I'm going to take Trey Lance and the Cowboys.
All right. Do you have a number, though?
I have no idea. Yeah, I have. I mean, is he going to play his guy? I mean, you saw their injury report, all the guys that got rested the first day.
There must have been a dozen
of them, it seemed like.
When Terry McLaurin was off, I was like, oh, man. Mm. That is a chaos one that they got built for.
This is one of those, if you bet on this game, you're crazy.
It's like betting on a preseason game.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. To do it just because you said that, Nick.
Yeah, right. Okay, let me know how it turns out and how many points you get, too, by the way.
Awful.
We will check back in with you on Monday for the last one of this season, good sir.
Okay, I'll be here.
There he goes, Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. We'll get back with him Monday, and then that'll be it for the season, unless we need to talk to him, unless there's something important we just got to talk with him about. But coming up next is time for Forgiveness Friday. Saquon Barkley, Travis Kelce, do any of these guys deserve forgiveness? Next on The Fan.